going to call to order the Kootuat Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of April 10th, 2017. Is anyone recording? No one's recording. Could I have a roll call, please, starting with the treasurer?
Ray Perone, treasurer.
Michael Daly, former treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, clerk.
Thank you. So do the fire folks want to come up? Can we pass those out to the audience? Gentlemen, could you introduce yourselves, please?
Rick Paisano, Fire Commission.
Christopher Olson, your Fire Chief.
Get to the fires.
This is a draft, right?
Yes, it's a draft. All right. Okay, you're all set. Go ahead.
The draft that we presented to the committee earlier breaks down into four major categories: salary and benefits, maintenance, operations, and special appropriations. I'd like to start with the last and move to the first. So special appropriations.
I don't have a copy of the file. It's in there.
What is?
Page 6.
Oh, okay.
We have included a line item for $55,000 for the overhaul of the septic system. We have been collecting bids. The bids are all tentative to the engineering assessment being done by whoever is hired. The $55,000 represents a comprehensive bid estimate for both engineering, permitting, the new septic system, removal of the propane tank, and a new connection line to the street. Is that right, Chief?
That is correct, to the generator.
To the generator.
So okay. That while we await further specifics on the estimates, we included that as a means of estimating what is probably the total package for what we're looking for.
It's my understanding you're going to need some sort of facility for showers, and do you know how much that's going to cost?
We haven't priced it out. We were hoping that potentially the adjacent property, existent facility, might be able to cover us. The construction disruption shouldn't be more than 3 or 4 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we were hoping if that is functional, otherwise we will have to...
I'll have to see if the water's still on. I'm not sure. And I don't think the furnace works for hot water. I'll check on it, but...
Hopefully we'll have it done in the summertime. That's right. By taking the highest estimate that we received for everything, we were hoping to allow a little cushion for incidentals if we end up having to provide temporary heat or water or a shower facility or something. But we're hoping to be able to use that right next door as a shortcut.
Well, I'll check to see if it's still, because it's oil heat, and we're probably going to be hoping to demolish that this year, so I really don't want to fill the tank. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. The,
you can always use our upstairs bathroom. Just come in the front door and go upstairs.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions about that? That, as things stand, that's our only anticipated special appropriation request.
Okay.
Under operations, the total for operations is $255,950. This is a $6,500 increase from previous year. The items that reflect that are anticipation of increased electrical costs, supplies and equipment, and the increase in the ComStar rate for ambulance billing service. Are there any questions?
Nope.
Under maintenance, there is a total of a $4,000 increase from last year's budget, and the 2,000 of which is represented in maintenance in the building, and I lost my marker. Right, the uniforms. There it is. That's what I had marked it. Cost of replacing uniforms. Mm-hmm.
So have we replaced all of the hazardous wear that you purchased? Or the full? I don't remember what it was. You bought half 1 year and half the other year.
Are you referring to the... our PPEs, what we use to protect our equipment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We have purchased all of them as of date, and as you know, the budget allows us to look at three a year to replace.
Right.
You know, NFPA states we have to replace every 10 years our equipment. So we're trying to get it on a schedule, so we're not asking for that high $41,000
right.
plus dollars again. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yes, we have. Thank you.
Any other questions about the maintenance?
No.
Then we come to the most complicated one, which is salary and benefits. The overall request under that is $1,520,989. It represents a $2,300 increase. When you see the first item, which is chief salary, the $3,000 raise in that is part of negotiated contract. Of course, we're dealing here with a lot of unknowns in this part of the budget. The new chief will be hopefully in place by July 1st. The existing chief has some days that will be overlapping, so we'll be carrying more than one salary for a few weeks. Consequently, we left that number in on the assumption that the model of this budget is what we will be able to operate under without having to come back to the Prudential Committee for lots of unexpected. In the past year, for example, having two people out for an extended period of time on line of duty injury greatly escalated our overtime costs for which we do not receive full reimbursement. And consequently, we were able to bring the budget in without having to come for a special appropriation, but it was not easy. So we're leaving ourselves some cushion for that coming up. We're also dealing with the unresolved contract negotiations,
uh-huh.
and we have no way of anticipating at this point whether we're going to be able to reach an agreement with the union. If not, ultimately it could end up in mediation or state-imposed arbitration. We have very little control over where it goes at that point. We'll do our best. But we're looking to present a number that should give us a sufficient amount of operating latitude that, as I say, we can meet most of the unexpecteds that might arise.
So I have a question about the administrative assistant. You didn't increase the hours to make her full-time?
We did not, as of this point. We have been providing extra hours out of other salary funds to meet the additional workloads, but at this point, we're leaving it at this.
So you don't expect you'll need someone full-time when the new chief is here?
Don't know how to anticipate that. I'd like to find out, first of all, what we're going to need in terms of the ongoing request that we've been finding the existing assistant can provide both for us and for your other committee. It may warrant a change.
For me, the only increase in salary was the chief's salary, and we're in negotiations, and I understand a lot of it is proprietary, but it seems to me that I would plug in some number here to increase, to show an increase in the salaries. You can kind of estimate it, what it's going to be, and go from there, because if you come back with 2%, 3%, then we're going to have to come back to the citizens and have a vote on that.
That is correct. If we put a percentage in, then the union negotiations is pretty much over. Then they know exactly what they're going to look at and get, and we don't know if that's the actual number. So, hence the reason why we don't do that at this point, because we're still in negotiations. We don't know if it's going to be a 1%, a 0%, 1%, 2%, or 3%, or even more. We don't know. We would have to come to a special meeting. You're correct by saying that. And I think that would be the best option to go.
Well, the other option is you put in 2%. That's what they, either the firemen or the policemen in Boston got. And say, that's it. Okay. Maybe setting up their expectations.
That is up to my fire commissioners to make that determination with the union negotiations, and it's still ongoing. So.
I think the union negotiating committee would lose some ground there during that.
Yeah, it's okay. The other thing I have is that Cindy Gardner submitted some things that she thought could potentially decrease the budget. I know that you guys had it because she handed it out at the last potential committee meeting. Have you looked at that and made a determination of where we can go with those?
We have. We've spent significant time going over the budget long before we received that, mm-hmm. and afterwards in light of it to re-examine our numbers. As she noted on her sheet correctly, a number of the positions that are listed under personnel have changed, mm-hmm. rank has changed. What we're doing is, to your earlier point, not presenting you with the lowest bare bones budget in this category that we could imagine getting by with, mm-hmm. and leaving ourselves no operating elbow room for the unexpected. As I said, this past year, with two people out for extended time on line of duty, we absorbed how much in overtime costs? The last I remember was over $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided, I can bring you back a budget proposal that would be pared to the bone, and the expectation would be I would be showing up every month at a Prudential meeting asking for money for every unexpected item. Decided that probably wasn't what you wanted us to do, and it didn't seem to make good sense.
Lori?
Well, I understand that the fire department budgets are very difficult because you never know whether you're going to have one fire, 10 fires, no fire, and the same with the rescues. So I think to try to get it down to the least possible figure is not a good idea. We need a little wiggle room on it.
I would add that.
And it all comes back to the general fund. If it's not extended at the end of the year, it's not like it's lost.
Right, and I believe the chief has established a pretty good track record at bringing budgets in or under year in and year out, and we would like to be able to continue to do that. The commissioners are examining other means for improving collections on expenditures around rescue. That's not listed here because we haven't reached any final determination yet, but we're looking at a couple of options. But again, even if we were to implement something and that was to prove effective, the money doesn't come directly back to us, so it doesn't show in our operating budget.
anything? Anything else from anybody else on the committee? No? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Water Department? If you could introduce yourselves.
Vic Mastro, Water Commissioner.
Chris Wiseman, Water Superintendent.
I think you all had a copy of these draft recommendations for the Water Department's budget for this year. This is the same as we handed out at the last meeting, but you know, we need them. For this coming year, what we're recommending is an increase in the labor and salaries category that would increase to $314,942, which is about a 3% increase from 2017. The 3% increase, we think, is justified based on cost of living increase and our water department employees being so far below the surrounding water departments in terms of salaries for labor and work done. Anyway, it's a 3% increase in that category. In the maintenance category, the budget's increased from $76,300 to $85,000, and that includes a cleaning for the Santua tank, which is long overdue, and that increases that stations and tanks category from $35,000 to $44,000. Before I rattle off any more, is there any questions?
Which is the Santua tank?
Santua's the one over on Newtown Road.
Okay.
And the reason why it's so much money is because we're power washing the outside to save the paint job. Mm-hmm. So they got to get the crane in and everything around there, and that's why it's increased. It's more of a power wash than anything on it.
Any other questions?
Can I go back to salaries?
Sure.
I really I don't think I'm going to be able to support a 3% increase this year. It was a 3% increase last year. I'd really like to be able to keep everything that we do down below 2.5%. We're not required by law to follow 2.5%, but I think the district should try to do that. Certainly the gentleman that cleans the hall and Tony, which are two of the salaries that we're interested in on the Prudential Committee, are not going to be getting 3% raises. So I'd like to see that pared back. No other comment?
No, I agree. We did say that we wanted to try to keep everybody to 2.5.
Okay.
In the last category here is the operational expenses, which includes a whole bunch of things, advertising, postage, printing, computer, copier, building supplies, et cetera, uniforms. The two increases in that category are our two newest operators have been licensed, so we'll have an increase in the license fees this year for those new operators, and then the training and education. We'd like to get those operators qualified for D2, and the training classes for those two employees are $1,100 apiece. So that constitutes the bulk of all of the change in the operation category for the year. So overall, we're requesting $621,442, which would be adjusted down if we went with the 2.5 salary over the $598,453. And I'd have to that would adjust that down. About $3,000. I just just off the top of my head, that would probably bring that around 618 or 619.
I guess I'd like to go back to labor and salaries. And I understand where you're coming from. Where I was working for DEC and as a manager, of course, the large corporation, they did some salary comparisons between IBM and Hewlett Packard and other organizations for a vanilla flavored position. Okay, so that the so that digital wasn't underpaying or overpaying, you know, paying a salary that was pretty much industry wide for a vanilla flavored position. So I would suggest that maybe you look at that, come up with some you know, good job descriptions that your people are doing, compare that against the other water districts with people with similar job descriptions. And if you, you know, for me, if you would come back and tell me, well, look, for this job description, Com is paying, Bonneville's paying, Mashpee's paying, Yarmouth's paying, and we're well below, and what it does is it affects our retention rate. And every time you have to hire a new employee, and then you have to train the employee, and all kinds of things, those are additional expenses. If you can come back with something like that, you know, you might be able to convince us to go over 2.5%.
Thank you, Stan. We've gone through that exercise, and I don't know whether we've shared those numbers with you, but we've gone to the surrounding water districts and towns, and it's a little confusing because in some cases you're dealing with DPWs in towns, and some you're dealing with districts. But our employees are well below the surrounding water districts, in quotes, and you know, in some cases you can probably see that in terms of the size of the operation in the other towns. But the flip side of that is, you know, you have an employee that's doing 8 hours of work doing the same thing as employees in other towns. It's just that other towns have many more employees than we do in their water district. So we can share that survey that we've done, and we have a start on formulating new job descriptions, as you know, from the Policy Advisory Committee meeting. And I think, you know, once we decide on a format for the district, we can move that effort forward.
No, go ahead.
No, that's...
Do you do job reviews, annual job reviews?
Not currently. They ask at a meeting how everybody's doing, but I don't do a sheet on them, no. Just a little bit too. I've been there quite a while at the water department now. I'd say in the last 10 to 12 years, I've hired at least 6 different people. I'm training people. They say, thank you very much. You've just spent, as you can see, it's $1,000 to get them trained.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get somebody trained, I get a better job off of it. Bye. So I'm, as even with the fire department used to be, when they were called, they would set them all up and they'd leave.
Yeah.
I can remember. Mm-hmm. So this is what's happening to us. And just to keep somebody around, I'm already hearing rumors that, you know what, if you can't give me a raise, I've got other places I can go that are paying more money. And it's difficult to keep somebody there. And I'm, like I said, it's hard because you train them, you try to do the best you can, and we give them a place they have to be within 2 years, then they leave. So this is what we're trying to do, is keep them there, that's all. They got a good crew now, I'm trying to keep them there.
Okay.
So Fran, I understand your stance at 2.5, but you know, in light of that, when we keep losing employees and training employees and stuff, I don't know, I think that what they're asking for is relatively fair compared, if they're looking at some salary comparisons and losing employees.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. I don't think that a 3% raise last year and a 2.5% raise this year. I think that should be adequate for anybody who's fairly new in a job. You know, I certainly did not get a 2.5% raise this year and no 3% raise last year. So I understand the predicament, but I don't think that we can, you know. I just would like to stay under 2.5, and I don't think that it's a, you know, appropriate to just do huge raises every year. Because, you know, when you consider all the, it's not just the $1,000 that we're spending to train them. you know, it's other money also that goes into it and increases the retirement benefits and so I'd just like to see it below 2.5 or at 2.5.
Had we shared that salary
no,
survey with you?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, we can do that. I'm sure we still have that. And, well, if there's anything else the Prudential Committee would like to see that, you know, we can generate.
I think I'm more in your ballpark than Fran. So Fran's the one that you've got to convince that.
The other thing we're trying to do is we're a small department, but we're not union. As you guys know, going through the negotiations over here, these guys have a way to get into a union. They got two departments on each side, and they can jump into their union anytime they want. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we're trying to stay away from, too, so, you know, that we don't have to have the same problem you guys are having right now with the fire department, where you negotiate something for 3 years. Sometimes you're almost behind the ball here, it looks like, and everything. So yeah, I'm just trying to keep it as low-key as we can there and everything.
So I have some questions about the changes that you want to make to Station 1.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So so there seem to be a lot of things that they're not going to be doing that aren't included in this replacement or major repairs to Station 1 pump.
They're not doing that because I already have the money in a previous budget to do that, previous year, to clean and replace the parts.
Okay. And so that includes the discharge pipe? Modifications?
Yes.
Okay. And a water heater?
There is no water heater.
Oh, okay.
This is all basically, I have a picture here that was taken, I can kind of show you. Where all the problems kind of stem from is this picture right here is the base of the pump,
mm-hmm.
and this is the steel plate that it's on.
Yep.
That's supposed to be 6 inches off the ground, so that if there's ever a flood in that area, there's not a chance that it can get down into the well and contaminate the well. Should have been built like that, but it was built before they had the rules, so it's
okay.
Kind of grandfathered in, but if we ever really do anything of any money to it, DEP wants us to do the repair.
Okay.
So this is why we tried to put it in at the same time here. It'll bring us up to code with them. It'll bring us up to code with all the stuff, the improvements here for the upgrades, for the safety system too, safety upgrades. And because everything has to come up 6 inches, that means everything, that the new piping that's going in, all the stuff has to be new. You got to raise outside just a little bit of 6 inches. You got to dig. You got to do it that way. Everything's going to have new stands that comes up underneath. You got to put a new hole in the wall and rebuild the side of the wall. So everything gets redone at the same time. That's why it's a little more money there.
So, and I have one other question. So you don't take these out to bid? You don't do an RFP for this?
There will be an RFP for the work. Yeah, there will be. This is the company that designed the whole project to help out with me and gave me the pricing, went through and looked and told me how much it was going to cost.
Okay.
And they gave me this price here. So they'll go out, they'll put it out to bid. They'll get through to make sure everything's done properly. They'll advertise it and make sure we get the bid prices and everything else.
Okay. So, but you didn't put it out to different engineers?
No.
Do you think we could save some money if you do that, use a different engineering firm?
I don't think it wasn't that expensive to have it done. It's an engineering firm that I use all my DEP-related projects with.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of gentlemen that are on there know all the rules, regulations, know exactly who to talk to there. So so I've always used them for anything that had to do with DEP.
Okay.
So that's why I've used them for this.
So are these the same people that did the tank, that same engineering firm?
No.
No, okay. And I just have another question about the security system and the Mike. We're not getting the money from the federal government loan that we should be getting.
We haven't got a reimbursement.
No.
Not on the security the grant side.
Nothing at all, still.
No.
I don't think the engineer's filing the paperwork.
I just signed something today that they're picking up in the morning for some stuff for the tank. I'll investigate with him on that and get back to somebody on it and see where we sit with that. They're usually a little behind anyways, as you know. They're usually behind a little bit, but I thought the checks were coming, starting to come.
No. So, and we've already had to roll over notes.
You haven't received any checks?
Just the loan, the $2 million.
Oh, okay.
The half a million grand.
Right, but the half a million grand hasn't come. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make a note and I'll talk to him in the morning.
Anything else for the No.
No, fine.
Water? Okay. Thank you.
How's about we start on page one?
Okay. That's an odd place.
Page one is the entire town meeting money presented in a single page.
Mm-hmm.
The RNA is indicative of your source of funding, which for the moment, these are just tentative, but RNA is raise and appropriate. If an article is the target for use of free cash, it's identified as a free cash article. We use some other funds from our OPEB trust fund, and we use some free cash through the course of the meeting. So the total requests before you are $47 under $5 million. It's $4,999,953, and it's up about 17.5% over what was before you last year. And each one is presented, rolled up, and this is our control on the outgoing side. Page two is the revenue budget, which doesn't always get its fair deal, but under your column 18 proposed, you see, all right, the spending is going to be $4,999,953. Well, we have to provide exactly the same amount to pay for that. So I have stuck $25,000 in for your overlay. That may not be as much as is required. There's some rules changes going on this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are sort of at the mercy of the DOR. But historically, we've had to raise, you can see, roughly $25,000 to $30,000 a year. So we'll stick that in there. What that tells us is that we're actually going to be setting a recap sheet with something on the magnitude of $5,025,000. We always level fund for this meeting the page three or local receipts that are found on page three of the recap, which is the local revenue and the water revenue. So we're just, for the current budget planning, leveling the 184 for local and 651 for water. We have to use prior actuals at the DOR to set the tax rate. So it's likely that what we budgeted this year will be close to what comes in, and then we'll just roll that forward. We achieve some tax savings when we get to next November and set the tax rate, because if we can raise these estimates, it pushes down the need for taxes. On the articles that we just looked at on page one, there's $125,000 of capital projects that are funded from free cash. And free cash is a good source of funds for non-recurring purposes, and capital is a perfect use of it.
And as you see, last year we spent 133, and the year before we spent 122. So we're right where we've historically been the last several years. Now, there is a recurring use of free cash that we've used in the past, and mainly it's been to put some money into the other post-employment benefits trust fund. The post-retirement cost of health benefits has been woefully underfunded for years. So we've been using a one-out-two-in rule each year. And last year we put 191 in, and we took out about 95. This year, to fund the benefits package for the, and you have these benefits, we'll get to that benefits budget, but those benefits models show us what it costs for the retirees, and that cost is going to be $149.6 next year. And so we've just stuck two placeholders in there, the $299.2, which would be what would go into the trust fund from the free cash, and $149.6, which would come out of the trust fund to finance the cost of retirees' benefits next year. So that cost of benefits is up about 57% this year. Mainly you had some significant retirements. Your chief is retiring and leaving. He continues to get his benefit, and the new chief gets a new benefit. Another firefighter left. He keeps his benefit. He gets replaced with a new firefighter, new benefit. So we're picking up at least two new, presumably family benefits, just because of two retirements. And this is how OPEB gets away from you. So that's part of our funding mechanism. And when all is said and done, we've currently put a placeholder of debt in for this $500,000 water project. It's too much to fund out of surplus. Mm-hmm. If it were phased, we could probably finance it in a more unique way and with less debt or no debt. But we can't just take $500,000 out of free cash to pay for a project. So we're going to have to put that on as debt. So when all is said and done, your tax levy under this model with these sets of data in it is about to go up 2.25%. So you're well within your target range of being compliant or close to 2.5% as you can on your levy increase. And the town, with the 2.5% law and the components of Prop 2.5, they're almost like clockwork, 3% a year. Most municipalities regulated by 2.5% raise their levy about 3% a year. So that's good news. Even though your spending is up, your taxation hits are not that bad, presuming we use these sources of funds to finance these costs. And you can see that on the three-year average, your levy's been up 2.65. Last year, you had to deal with some significant salary adjustments because of a long, drawn-out negotiation. So it drove that rate up a little bit last year. So the good news on page two is that your levy is well within where you want it to be. And as you look at the fact that you levy just over $3 million, if you keep in your head that if you have a $3 million levy and you raise it 1%, you get $30,000. Okay. So to stay within a 3% increased tax zone, you can't spend much more than $90,000 than you did last year. Right? So you're in the 90 to 100 range on hard dollars as you come into these budgets. So let's go through them all, and we'll just go from front to back. Page three is your reserve fund. That one's not very complicated. Last year we took it down from 35 to 30. We're recommending that be level funded. Okay. And that's the place you go when an unforeseen or unanticipated expenditure presents itself during the course of the fiscal year. You control that. Nobody can vote to use those funds. And all you can do is move them from this budget to another budget. You don't spend money through this line. Okay, so that one's in pretty good shape. On page four, we can take a look at your department, if you will, the finance department, admin, whatever you want to call it. There's no changes recommended for the elected officials. There is a modest 1.8% adjustment or $50 recommended for the district clerk. That's within your less than 2%. There are adjustments for the assistant treasurer, that's in the 1.5% range. And the treasurer's just starting, so that budget's sort of new. Now, this budget last year was expected to be a full year of treasuring, and it didn't happen. So there's excess in your budget, didn't get spent in the salary and wages, and there's less in the purchase of services in this budget. So we'll be talking about potentially amending the 17 budget later. But looking ahead, that number there keeps you with, it actually reduces the department's line by 15, almost 16%. And it provides for a modest salary adjustment. And then you've been exploring the concept of adding someone to manage the bookings here at the hall, to handle your minutes, your website issues. So we've introduced a PC staff 8 hours a week for 52 weeks with a roughly $20 rate. So with all of that in there, your salaries are still looking at something approaching 1.5% lower than they were budgeted for in the current year. Dropping down to the expenses, you can see the changes. You can see the 3% that is $25 on the phone bill. You can see that the payroll services and legal services have been level funded. The accounting, the audit, you have an agreed contract price already. That's up about 6%. There's some funds available to help the new treasurer next year that's a little bit more than what you carried this year, but that's what you seem to need. Stenographer's gone because you've modified your methodology.
So you have the minutes of the annual meeting transcribed by a stenographer or just
no.
Oh, you do it yourself?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No stenographer necessary. The cost of your existing, you have one existing what we call GO, or government obligation bond. And that's a publicly traded financial instrument regulated by the SEC. And we have a paying agent who pays all the bondholders, and they charge us a fee for that. That's what that's for. That's been $1,800 a year. We bumped it up this year in case the bank raised its price, and we're just level funding it next year. Website services are down because your primary need is just the hosting from the county. Banking fees don't really happen that much, as you can see, $15, $20 a year, so we dropped that down to $50. Legal advertisement is your election and your meetings, your district meeting. So we brought that up into parity with what was actual in 16, if you notice. So that's up $250, or 17%. Postage is level funded. Office supplies is up a hair to be more in comporting with the average of the two prior year actuals. That's up $250, and that's up 17%. Your computer copy expenses, we've dropped the cost of the software by changing the software this year, so the maintenance costs are lower, and the rest is just $500 for the cost of the copy, printers, toner, all that kind of stuff. So that's actually down 22% almost. Level funded dues and memberships. Insurance, we still don't have a quote, but we've brought the insurance levels up to something that is adequate, we believe, but we'll continue to pursue that during the several weeks between now and the meeting to firm that up for you. So those two are kind of like on our watch list. Unemployment insurance with just level funding, it's unlikely that you'll use it, but it surfaces every now and then based on skirmishes with personnel as a rule. Payroll taxes are going up. We have them at 38 this year. There's some unbudgeted fire salaries that will come in at some point.
and the models we've built to calculate payroll taxes are indicating that we're approaching 39 without even the proper amount of salaries in the budget. So the increase in the payroll taxes of about 5.25%, $2,000, seems to be where it should be. The employee assistance program hasn't changed in years. It's level funded. The town assessment for the services the collector and the assessor's office provide have never changed. We level fund that. Annual report we've brought up to be closer to what it was 2 years ago actual. And there's no ballot cost line anymore. We just put it in the election cost, which has been brought up to more like what it was 2 years ago. So that budget is tweaked a little bit based on the actuals that we know and the budget that we have. It's total up with mobility on the expense side is 2.65%. The labor's down a point and a third. And the total budget for this department is up 1.73%. Fits in with your policy.
Question on the insurance. A couple of years ago, I was involved in it, and I realized that the deductibles were really low. Now, some changes were made to the deductibles at that time, not completely to my satisfaction. We have huge reserves, and it seems to me if we looked at the deductibles and raised them.
You can do what you want. This is just a budget. It's a work in progress. It's going to change. They're going to give us actuals with the deductibles. If you want to ask for different quotes, make a list. We'll send them in. Okay? But that's a number in progress.
Progress.
Right now.
Okay.
All right, those two numbers. Other than that, and your budget is falling in where you want it to. It's under 2% total. And you have no capital on this particular thing.
Right.
Okay? So when you flip the page, it sort of just restates the motion that's going to be made on your budget, because you have a bylaw that says you have to vote labor and salaries, maintenance and operations, and miscellaneous, and then your capital is separate. So page 5 is the motion that would be made to cover that article. Page 6, you just look at the fire department budget in their format. But this is the format that the meeting gets and that you all are used to seeing. So we can talk about this after when you come back around again, but this budget's already been presented to you once. I don't believe that the budget document that they used puts to the actual budget for 17, so I'm not sure it's a clean budget document, but this is.
Yep.
This is as presented. And then again, it rolls on the second page to the motion. And as it sits before you, that budget is down about 59 basis points, but it has no raises for the biggest payroll in your organization. And we'll talk about that later. They do have one article which you discussed, and that's built in there as well, and that's proposed for free cash. The same is true for the next page, page 8. You just saw the water department presentation in their format. This is the same budget presented in your format. The district format and the way the meeting votes and the way it's presented to the meeting. And again, this is probably the most highest impact budget you're dealing with. It's high impact at a total of 4.43% for the labor. It's a high impact of over 4% on the operating expenses, and the net budget's up 4.23%. Second page presents the capital. It also presents the motion, how it falls in. And historically, we have provided some estimate as to how much of the water costs are driven by the tax levy. This just carries the tradition forward, and it shows you there is no insurance cost in here, and there is no benefits cost in here. But with those two missing, you're trending in the 35 to 40% levy financing the bulk of the operation. Okay. We'll put the other two in to give you a better profile. It's not a perfect, but it's a good one. So that takes us on to page 10. This is your public buildings budget. Your employee is budgeted at about a 1.5% adjustment, but I believe your current budget is inadequate to meet the needs. So I think it shows a larger growth than would be if the budget were prepared properly. So we're going to circle the 17 labor budget for the public buildings. I think it's going to need to be addressed at some point this fiscal year, either through an article at the annual or through the reserve fund. Other than that, your $4,700 for the custodian is in the labor section. Electricity is level funded. We raised the water bill $100 because you built yourself an irrigation system. That's a 33% increase, that $100. You seem to be doing good with the way you saved energy. We're budgeted 21 for gas. We've taken it up 15% to 24 based on the current year. It's the first full year you've really had. Building's getting used a little bit more. It's air-conditioned and heated. It seems to be very efficient and doing well, but we're going to say 24 for that line. Buildings, you fixed a lot of things in this building, so that doesn't need as much this year, so it's down to 5. It's about a 31% drop. And then your grounds, you do have more need for grounds. You've added irrigation. You've got more cutting. You've got more landscaping. You've got snow plowing. So that's gone up. It was 11,000 2 years ago. It was 3,300 3 years ago. It's only budgeted for 14 this year. 6 seems to be more appropriate, so I think that's...
Just so you know, we don't have to pay for mowing and raking because our neighbor behind us, Mr. Serratoni, pays for that.
HVAC is level funded at 850. That's 2 service calls a year. Telephone is level funded at 660. Alarm is level funded at 350, and that may go away also at some point in time. Oh, no, it's the other alarm that would go away if you took that one off. $200 for building and custodial at 300 are level funded. There's no insurance in this budget anymore, and $100 for miscellaneous. Takes us through this budget and puts about a 16, almost 17% increase on the total of the buildings budget, which is both this property and the one next to the fire station. Then you have you do have a capital article here for 25 for a space needs review to establish what you need for all of your purposes in life, and a second article for 20,000 to raise the building on High Street, I'm sorry. So those two capital projects are on the list. They would be Articles 10 and 11, and they're both subject to free cash certifications. The next one is your streetlights budget, and it's pretty straightforward. It's got a modest increase for electric of about 4% increase. It's $300. And it's level funded for maintenance and new lights, which gives you $100 a month for maintenance plus the ability to do roughly 2 new lights if somebody requests it at $700 each. And that's up just under 3%, which is where you want to be. The next one is your library, and your library had requested $20,000. That puts them up about a 1.4 bump. If everybody's good with that, we're done, but that's where it sits right now, and it's subject to any changes.
I haven't heard back from the library, so, but...
Did you send a new letter to...
She gave me a letter that was to request the treasurer to pay out the money after the 1st of July.
Okay. Well, it's 20 right now. It may be subject to change, but that's a 1.4% increase.
Okay. We can always change it.
That's where it sits right now. If it gets changed, we'll pick it up.
Okay.
Next one, page 13. This is the debt budget. During this past year, we went from having one fixed and funded debt to two. One is a GO bond that was issued by the district under SEC rules, and it's out there being paid down, and it'll be there for quite a while. That's the $100,000 pay down at the very top of the list. The new one was a $2 million loan that was issued with the federal government. That pay down is the 52,632. That is the second principal on your list. So the first principal came down because it was it's stepping down a little bit to keep the annual amortization schedule tight. And so it went from 105 to 100, and it'll stay at 100 for quite a number of years now. The other one, we had estimated a pay down during this fiscal year. It didn't happen, timing being what it is. Our actual pay down is going to be 52, so that budget's coming down about 22.5%. As principal costs come down, so does interest, because you're paying interest on outstanding principal. So the older bond is going to cost $53,000 this year in interest instead of the $58,250 that it was in the current year. That's down 9%. And then we've estimated about an $81,000 interest expense for last year for the federal loan. As it turns out, we got the federal loan, and it's only $45,000. So all four principal and interest payments, the two old and the two new, are actually budgeted at less than what they are currently budgeted at. And they're fixed, and they will continue to come down on the big one. The federal one is pretty much level funded. The principal and the interest will change, but the total amount of the cost will stay the same, much like a home mortgage. Most GO bonds go down in total cost every year because you're only paying principal every year, and you're paying less interest every year on the remaining principal. But this is a level payment plan, this federal loan. We also have some notes outstanding. Basically, there are two water notes left out, and they're scheduled to be paid down and eliminated this year. They were just rolled, and the principal pay down on the two notes is $166, and the interest cost that comes due next April when they mature is the $4,500 that's in the budget here. And then we have $50 in there for incidental interest for if we have to give someone interest on an abatement or some sort of thing like that. So budget's down just about 11%, and it's entirely 100% water. There's no other debt on the street right now for anything but water projects. Okay, so that's pretty much that budget. I gave you the benefit calculator earlier. I think you passed it around. This budget on page 14 is linked to that cost calculation. So what happens is we basically boil up all of the headcounts and all of the type of products that they take. We get a cost. We have plugged in the actuals we have now as we're moving to the new scenario. There's going to be two new retirees. Two vacancies are going to get filled. We kind of budget those vacancies at worst-case scenario. So if they take the most highest price benefits, we've got the ability to meet that demand. Your health insurance is up about 33%. Your life insurance is up about 27%. Dental's up about 7.5%. The retirement assessment is up another 15%. And as we continue to have these increasing benefits costs for retirees, we're trying to keep our OPEB contribution in sync to some degree with what's going on with the costs. So we've got that up over about 57%. So this budget has gone from about an $800,000 budget to something north of $1 million in 1 year. A 32.36% increase. It's going to be funded, the 299.2, which is the contribution to the trust fund, will come from free cash. So there's no tax paying on that piece. And that may be where you sit for a while. It may get real difficult to keep going up to that double the cost. Mm-hmm. But if you're putting at least $300 in, it's a pretty good run at it. The $149.6 is what it costs to pay the benefits for retired folks. So we're going to pull that out of the trust fund. So in effect, you're going to put $300 in, take $150 out. The trust fund will rise by $150, which is roughly the cost of the benefits that you're withdrawing this year. Okay. And your retirement is covered, and that's making a single payment on July 1st. The retirement system will let you make two payments, one in July and one in January, and they'll charge you about 8.5% interest on that. You can't make 8.5% interest on that 6 months, so we pay them 100% in full up front, and it saves us about $8,000. So that number will be paid July 1. So this budget's up 33%. Not much you can do about it. And benefits is always something you've got to keep an eye on. And you can see the detail. And if you took this year's cost model and laid it to the one we gave out at the meeting last year, you can see the departmental changes. Moving right along, 15 is your stabilization fund appropriation. And as you can see, historically, the contributions have been 25 a year. You take from your free cash, you put it into the stabilization. It's your rainy day fund for big cash purchases or small cash purchases going out. So that's the quick go-through of where it sits right now. Obviously, there's work to be done. There's some insurance work. We can talk later about other things that you've raised and narrow down some of the other issues. But basically, you've got these 15 articles. One and two are your election and your official's salary.
Yep.
And then 3 through 17 will be these articles. We'll pursue this 17 budget. We need to reconcile the admin budget as it sits today through the back end of the year. We know that it's got too much up in salary and wages and too little down below. So maybe it's just as simple as having the district move from up above down below. But if there's any other budgets that are stressed, we'll take a look at those and we'll deal with those in this Article 17. So if you have other articles like petition articles or bylaw committee articles, they'll pick up at 18 and go on as it sits right now. You can have 100. I don't care. Well, they cost time. And they do have repercussions, as you've seen. So that completes your first cut of your budget. And
okay.
It's in pretty good shape. Your levy's in good shape. I think everybody's done a good job, and you've got a good start. Give us a couple more weeks. We'll come back in, and we'll tidy everything up, and we'll get your motions ready.
Okay.
And get your warrant. You can stop your warrant. You've got these 17 articles that we know of, and then you can just add on whatever comes in up until your deadline. And we'll work on the gross appropriations as we continue to change, and most of them are sitting right here, but you usually like to drop the numbers in. So do you have another meeting scheduled to go back in and start making recommendations and tearing these up, or are you going to think about that?
Think about that. Our next meeting is the 24th.
Okay.
We can do it.
So
is that a...
That's 2 weeks. That should give...
Okay.
Yeah, that's because we're going to pick up some more stuff on Wednesday for a little bit. But we've lost some of our time this week, so we'll come back in next week, and then the following week we'll be back in session.
Yeah.
So we'll revisit the budget at your regular meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Afterwards, please. So, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Mrs. Hadley, were you able to review the minutes of the March meeting?
I didn't see anything that upset me.
They were fine.
Hi. What's the date again? So February. I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the March 17th meeting.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved. Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
At least two.
Well, I think this one was red.
Oh, it was red.
It was
dying.
So it's dying, yeah.